Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I worship you and praise you and thank you for the beautiful things that you do. I'm so grateful, Father, that you're the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods, and you are a mighty God, a mighty God. And Lord, I want to thank you and praise you that you're the King of kings. And you're my King and my Lord. And I worship you and I praise you and I thank you for being my Lord and my God. Father, as we speak your words today, I want to praise you and worship you for the Word of God. Lord, as we talk about it today, I ask you to reveal it to your people so they will know and understand who you are and what they can do in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, as the word goes out, bless it today. In Jesus' name, amen. We're talking about a series that I call I Possess What I Confess. When you get a hold of these things, you will absolutely watch what you say in everything you do. I mean, it'll change your life when you get a hold of you literally possess what you confess. If you go around confessing all the time that I'm sick or that I'm old or I'm weak, then that's what your body's going to become. It's going to become exactly what you confess. Some people say, you know, I don't believe that. Well, you don't know the Word of God very well. I'm telling you, I didn't know that either for the first 45 years of my life, and I'm not a newcomer at this. I've been a Christian since I was an 11-year-old boy, and I was raised in a Christian home, so I've been in church 9 months before I was born. But I didn't know these things either. But as I began to read and study the Word of God, I began to realize this book is an awesome book. I began to realize this book is an owner's manual written to the created being by the Creator of the universe, and there's not anybody out there that knows you any better than He does. Because He made every part of you. And then He takes this magnificent owner's manual, the book we call the Bible, the Word of God, and He tells you what makes everything work and how it works. When you get a hold of these things, it will change the way you do business. And when you really change and start speaking God's Word, you'll find out that His angels, they hearken to do the Word of God, the voice of the Word, as it's spoken in the earth today. Well, how's God's Word spoken in the earth today? It's spoken through you and I. We either speak the Word of God or we speak the junk of the world. And when you speak the junk of the world, the angels never show up to perform anything you say. The devils and demons of hell will show up. That's what will show up. But you won't like the results of what they do. Now then, today, we're going to start out, the scripture I'm going to use to start out with is Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12. Then the Lord said to me, "You have seen well, for I am ready to perform my word." Now then, when the Lord says He is watching over His word to perform it, or He's ready to perform His word, it all depends on which translation you're reading, but they both mean the same thing. He's going to perform His word. If He says that if you sin, He will speak a curse over you, He's ready to watch over His word to perform it. If He says you will do what I tell you and obey me, then I'm ready to speak a blessing. He will do that too. It cannot fail. He is no respecter of persons. So whatever you do, good or bad, there is an invisible being in the spirit world watching you. Both of them are watching you. Angels and demons. And they're both sending messages back. So they know exactly what you're doing. Everything you're doing is being recorded. If you think that the video cameras and surveillance stuff we have today is good, you have never seen anything like God's recording equipment. He knows everything that's going on all the time, even in everybody's thought pattern. He is awesome. But you don't want to yield to these bad things that the devil's trying to put in your mind and your flesh is trying to put in your mind. because it will definitely lead you down a path that you will not enjoy. You want to do everything you can to walk in obedience to God's Word, because He is watching over His Word to perform His Word. If He says in His Word, if you will be obedient and watch over all of My commandments and do everything I tell you to do in My Word, then I will pour out a blessing upon you, and I will bless everything you put your hands to. And if you will be obedient and do everything I tell you, then I will not only bless you, but I will bless your children. Now, that's where everybody wants to live. But He also says if you'll do everything He says, He'll take all sickness and disease away from you, and He will protect you from the snare of the devil. He will not be able to get through to you, and you will have no sickness and disease. Now, isn't that amazing? Most people today don't even believe you can walk in divine health. They think sickness and disease is a way of life for people, and that everybody has to have some sickness and disease. After all, how are you going to die if you don't die sick? Well, let me tell you, He can take away your breath, just like He said in Psalms. He can take away your breath, and you do not have to be sick. I mean to tell you, I learned this over 20 years ago, and I've not had one single sick day since I was 45 years old. Praise the King. Glory to God in the highest. Christians do not have to be sick. If you don't believe that, I'm telling you, you don't know very much about the Word of God. But I can tell you and prove to you beyond a shadow of a doubt these things are true. And we're going to talk about them as this week goes on. Now then, I want to also now quote you a scripture in Psalms 82:6. I want us to go there for a minute. Now, in Psalms 82:6, there's a very awesome statement that's said here. And he says, I have called you gods and sons of the Most High. Now then, if he's called them gods, sons of the Most High, in other words, in the beginning, God made the earth and the heavens, and He put man on it, and man was supposed to be the God of this world, and he was to rule over it. But unfortunately, we gave that power away to the enemy, and Satan became the prince of the power of the air and the God of this world. We were, but we lost it. But 2,000 years ago, praise the King, Jesus came to this earth, defeated the forces of darkness, and He gave us back all of this power and authority that we had before. And then He turned around and gave us all power over the enemy. And the average Christians, like I was most of my life, I had no idea all these things belonged to me. But in John 10:35, let's read a scripture there to confirm what he said in Psalms 82:6. In John 10:35, he said, if he called them gods, to whom the Word of God came, and the Scripture cannot be broken. Think about this. The Word of God, the Scripture, cannot be broken. He's no respecter of persons. He has no favorites. He wrote this book, and He left it to us, His children. And He told us what He would do if we obey, and He told us what He would do if we do not obey. And it's all written in there. And I'm telling you, obeying the Lord and walking in faith is an absolute magnificent thing, because He has given you such great and awesome power. And to think that in the beginning, in Psalms 82:6, He said, I have called you gods. And then in John 10:35, He confirmed this in the New Testament. He said, if He called them gods to whom the Word of God came, and the Scripture cannot be broken. He goes a step further to let you know that if it was written in this book, it is forever eternally sealed. This book will never be edited. I don't care who tries to change this book. The original manuscripts, the way the Word of God was written, can never be changed. Jesus is going to hold us accountable for everything we do. And He commands us to walk in perfection. He commands us to walk in love. He commands us to love one another and to love Him. And so many people absolutely refuse to do that. And since they refuse to do that, That's why so many people are sick and afflicted. Now then, in Psalm 66:18, here is a reason that so many people do not get their prayers answered. In Psalm 66:18, he says, "If I regard iniquity or sin in my heart, the Lord will not hear me." Now then, think. If you have any kind of sin in your life, it has separated you from God. And he will not hear you, because he said, "If I regard iniquity or sin in my heart, the Lord will not hear." In other words, when you pray, when you come to him and ask him for something, he just won't hear you. So, if you want God to do great and wonderful things, and you want him to answer your prayer, you're going to have to get rid of your sin. How do you get rid of your sin? You repent. That means turning away. Don't go back to the same thing. Turn away from sin. Walk holy before God. And if you walk holy in his presence, and then you take his word, you need something from the Lord, you get into his word, you read it, and you study it. You read his last will and testament. He watches over it to perform it. And he does it for all of us the same. He is no respecter of persons. And let me tell you, when I began to get a hold of these things years ago and I started praying in faith, I began to see the Lord do awesome things for me. Even in my workplace where I worked, we prayed about everything. And he answered our prayers, showed us things. It's amazing what God will do for you if you'll just start doing something in faith. Wow. And then in 2 Corinthians 1, 18 through 20, I want you just to hear what the Lord said about these magnificent promises he's got in his word. It says in verse 18, "But as God is faithful, our word to you was not yes and no. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, by me, Salvanius and Timothy, was not yes and no, but in him," or in Christ, "it was yes. For all," in verse 19, or 20, actually verse 20, "for all the promises of God in him," or in Christ, "are yes. And in him, amen, to the glory of God through us." Now, what's that trying to say? If all the promises of God in Christ, if you're in Christ, or yes, then all you got to do is go to the Word of God. Make sure your sins are repented of. Make sure you're walking holy before God. Make sure you're doing everything he told you. And then by faith, walking in love, come and find one of these great precious promises and ask the Lord to do wonderful things for you or for someone else. And he will do it. We're going to have to start tomorrow. If you'd like entire teachings on these kind of things, we would be happy to send you entire audio and video, CD, DVD teachings on these things. Call us at 940-242-2106. They're free and postpaid. 940-242-2106. Or find us on the web, www.tlsm.org. And remember, Jesus is Lord.